Warning! No groundhogs were harmed in the making of this episode. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show, where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
New stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And in addition to naming some ducks after us, Mia also sent us this story this week with the comment, amorously tweaked out Pennsylvania meth head drunkard. You want to read this one or you want me to?
I'll do it.
All right.
All right. Troopers arrest an intoxicated man who tried to kiss him. This comes to us from WTAJ News. Pennsylvania State Police out of Punxsutawney responded
that
to a...
That had a lot of letters there. Are you familiar with Punxsutawney?
Yeah, that's, I know. That's Groundhog Day. Bill Murray, great movie.
Right. Ned Ryerson lives there.
Yes. Responded to a call...
Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think that's all that was. Yeah, that's all that was.
Responded to a call about a man trying to get into a home in Young Township before leaving the area, only to be tracked down by police at his home. Troopers report that Michael Allen Schaefer, age 41 of Punxsutawney, showed up to a woman's home on March the 2nd and attempted to enter the residence. He told the woman that he was there to see a young boy. This prompted the woman to lock the door and call her husband, who was next door. Guess he was visiting neighbors or something. I'm sure he didn't live next door.
But that's weird that you go to somebody's random house and say, yeah, I'm here to see a young boy.
Police say that the husband was able to give them the license plate numbers from Schaefer's red SUV. Police were able to identify Schaefer by the plate number and found the red SUV outside of his residence. Upon arrival,
crack. Police work right there.
Yep. Upon arrival, troopers report they spotted his red SUV and that his father greeted them.
The father lives with his dad.
Yep. The father said that Schaefer was sick in his room and took police to him. He was reportedly observed with dilated pupils, speaking irrationally, having involuntary body movements, and smelled like alcohol. So originally I was going to go with he was possessed, because I've been reading a lot of possession stuff recently. But
well, the dilated pupils, speaking irrationally, having involuntary body movements, that all, you know, yeah, that fits with demonic possession.
Yeah, and then they got the alcohol. Yeah,
yeah, you usually smell like sulfur when you're possessed by demons. Yeah.
Do you? Is that what you've uncovered in your research?
If you consider binge watching Supernatural, yeah.
Okay. According to the complaint, troopers put cuffs on Schaefer and took him to the patrol car to question him. When they saw blood on his hands and socks, they asked Schaefer what his injuries were, and he reportedly began to shout, methamphetamine, over and over. Schaefer was
methamphetamine doesn't make you bleed out your hands and feet, does it?
Well, I don't know. Unless you can't hit the vein. Schaefer was taken to the emergency
room.
You
don't inject meth.
Sure you do. Smoke it. No, you don't. You inject it. You can inject it.
Smoke it.
You can.
Can you?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, now you got to. Yes, you can.
We need to get a new drug expert for the show.
Yes, you can.
Are you texting somebody?
No.
Oh.
Inject meth. Sure you can. Shooting meth. Meth addiction treatment center. Yeah. In a particular, shooting meth injecting was the most addictive types. Yeah. I've seen it on the TV.
Okay. You watch different shows than I do. Breaking Bad, they all just smoked it.
Troopers put cuffs and put him in. Schaefer was taken to the emergency room where he became loud and uncooperative with troopers. Police say he would not stay seated and kept yelling, I love you guys, to the two troopers in the room with him.
See, that just sounds like alcohol. That doesn't sound like meth to me.
I don't know.
Or maybe ecstasy.
Schaefer reportedly tried to kiss the troopers multiple times before he was forcibly placed in bed and began to struggle with the troopers, kicking one of them in the shoulder.
Were they lady troopers or male troopers?
I didn't say. According to the complaint, that's a whole
different.
A woman
cop in a uniform?
Yeah. According to the complaint, troopers were able to shackle Schaefer's legs to keep him from being rowdy. Blood was drawn and a breath test showed Schaefer had been drinking alcohol. He was charged with aggravated assault, driving under the influence, simple assault, disorderly conduct, harassment, police, public drunkenness, and other related charges.
But it wasn't methamphetamine, huh?
Didn't say so.
Just drunk and showed up at some lady's house asking to
see a young boy. Yep.
I wonder if he actually named the young boy and if that boy did live at the house. It didn't specify that.
I don't know about those websites and things. Maybe he got the address wrong.
Oh, yep.
He came there for
maybe he was being catfished. Or maybe it was Chris Hansen. Does he still do that? Where they pretend to be a teenager and the pedophile shows up with a six pack and a pack of condoms and he's like, why don't you have a seat?
Yeah.
They don't do that show anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
That's been a while.
Oh, and that's our list of quickie stories for this week. Thank goodness we did not have anything to do with groundhogs.
Or goats.
If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, please send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a red SUV.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shady Side Media, LLC. All rights reserved.